Today is Monday, January 12th, 2009.
I know.
I am Sebastian, and this is
Joshua Rodriguez.
You gonna hold it?
Yes, I would love to.
So, here we are, first day back after the Community Music Works winter break, and that is a call that I will take that later. So first day back after our winter break. What's the last 3.5 to 4 weeks been like since we last saw each other, viola wise?
Well, I visited it a few times. You know, I try to take a vacation, you know. But yeah. I definitely visited a few times, you know. I took it out and played. I even played for my mom sometimes. And I got some practice time, and, you know, I got Shreddyek. And I mainly focused on the Shreddyek.
Okay.
And I didn't really, like, want to do any pieces, you know. I wanted to just, like, vacationize, but I still wanted to get my hand used to it.
Okay.
I mean, and I did stop playing it for a while, and when I played it again, I kind of got a strain in my wrist.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's how, like, you notice, like, I didn't play it for, like, a week straight, and then when I got back to it, it was, like, it hurt, like, to move it, you know.
Okay.
So then I gave it a break. My dad put, like, mental on it, and then I went back, and amazingly, playing it again healed it.
Okay.
So it was really funny.
Yeah.
So it was, like, I just needed, like, I missed the viola.
Yeah.
So I was...
Those muscles needed to be worked back into shape.
Yeah. I kind of noticed, don't stop practicing now.
Okay.
Because it did really hurt, like...
Well, it is good to take a break every so often. But maybe not such a long break that your muscles sort of forget where they're supposed to be.
It was so weird, like, it felt weird holding it, and then this all hurt. But now I couldn't do this, but now I can.
Right.
It's totally fine.
So you took a break, and then you came back to it, did a little Shreddyek. When did you start practicing again, and how many days would you say you got it?
I didn't practice for the first week of vacation, but then after that, I would practice, like, every 3 days. And then, like, the next week, I just started practicing, like, every other day, you know. But, like, I think the first week, I just wanted, like, schoolwork. I put everything aside.
Okay.
And then I did all my schoolwork in the second week and kind of practiced a little bit. And then I mainly focused on the viola, like, on the last week of vacation. Especially on Friday and Saturday, you know, 3 days.
Yeah, okay.
The school was, like, I got early, so definitely try to get in time then.
All right, cool. And so the last time we saw each other was the Monday after the performance party.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked a little bit at that point about your performance and the performance party, but we haven't done one of these recorded sessions since then. So, do you want to talk a little bit about that experience performing the Telemann?
Oh man, completing the Telemann felt great. It's like I gave a little demo the first year, and then, like, Sebastian's like, let's get back to it. We got back to it. We fine tuned the beginning, learned the ending, and then we fine tuned the ending, and it was just great. It was great, and I want to thank Sebastian on that piece because I love that piece a lot, and a lot of people liked it too.
And
I was proud, yeah. I was proud to, like, show my progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had a very successful performance there. Yeah. And so, and you said you got a lot of good feedback from people?
Yeah, you had a lot of good feedback.
Did you have any feedback from other kids, or mostly from adults? Or?
From a lot from adults, but from kids I got plenty too. I mean, like, even the little kids were like, that was such a cool performance, you know. It's like, and it's good because that's, like, kind of the role I want to set, you know, being phase three. I want to so, like, kids to come up, and then maybe I'll be around to hear them do such a great performance like that, because I know it's possible.
Nice. So if you could go back to the Shreddyek, what do you feel got better when you practiced it over vacation? What's still hard about it?
What's still hard about it is, man, is getting the four to not raise my first finger. But, like, what got simpler is, you know, the more active releasing.
Okay.
You know, I just, like, instead of, like, keeping my all my fingers down when I go for a 4-5 try picking it up, but that also like results in my first finger moving up a little bit.
Okay.
So I had to work on that. I mean, that's a tough thing to like keep my hands in place while still active lifting.
Cool. And when you got to that realization that the fourth finger was pulling your first finger up, pulling the hand up, what did you do to make it better?
What I did was play it slower, and like instead of playing it right away, I'd move it back, you know, like just to like, you know, get it set in your mind that it's not that high, you know, and also like I had to curve my hand a little bit, you know, because like this I would have to move up, but like this is just a little, it's not that much of a stretch, you know, curving my hand into more of a playing position instead of a, like as if I'm waving high to myself.
Mm-hmm. So for the benefit of the people listening to the tape recorder, Josh was just rotating his hand so that the palm, instead of facing his face, was facing behind him.
Yeah.
So more of a rotation in the arm.
And it allows me to reach my forefinger further.
And I noticed something else in what you just did with your arm that was a result, or it's something we discussed last lesson.
Not to have it over here. Not to like, oh man. I know it was to keep it more under the, I had to keep my elbow in under the viola.
Yeah.
You know, like have it set to the strings, you know. If it's back here, if it's back towards the low strings, I'd want it more towards the viola, more towards the front of the viola, and then if it was the high strings, I wouldn't want it all the way back, but I want it like right, just right under so I could have it.
And you're talking about your elbow now, your left elbow.
My elbow, yeah, my left elbow.
Very good. All right. And some of these questions you've heard before, but why do you play, and what made you play this week?
You know, I just had a lesson today in AP English. It was saying that the work of art is good when it's a necessity, you know, and I feel like it's a need to play for me. So like, I play to play, you know, like as if I need to. Like I don't play because I want to. I play because I feel like it's like my duty now to play. So that's during this week. That's why I played. I felt it was my duty to play. So
can you say more about that feeling of duty?
Oh, because it's more like the inner me that needs it. You know, it's not just like, oh, you know, it's not just to annoy my sister with the loud annoying sounds. It's to like soothe me. You know, it's just like a more calming place for me instead of my brother running around the living room and everything. It's just like I could hear just the strings and the notes.
And so when you say a duty, would you say it's a sense of duty to this program or to yourself? What were you referring to?
To the program. You know,
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm just trying to understand what you were thinking.
Like to the program, it's definitely to the program because you guys put so much time into like teaching us, and I feel like if I weren't to practice or to play outside of just the program, it wouldn't have any use. And like playing outside the program, it feels a lot better than playing in the program because it's showing that I'm related to this. Like it's not just something I signed up for to have in a college thing. It's like I signed up at first, you know, like, oh, it'd be good to have, but now it's like I'm in this, and I feel like it's a duty for me to play the music outside of this to just show that I really enjoy what they're teaching me and just appreciate it.
And then you also said a duty to the inner me.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, if I didn't have music, like if I couldn't play music, I don't know what I would do, because I feel like sometimes when I'm mad, I'd sit in front of the piano and just like bang on keys, you know, like just play like really, really sad or like angry music, and my mom's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then when I feel like playing like really like sad and just like kind of melodic music, I always take on my viola and just these long, like really nice sounding notes with vibrato.
Thanks. And this one you've heard before too, but are you a good violist, and why or why not?
And that's always a tough question. Let's see here. I feel like I am good, but I could become better. You know, there's always a place where you could improve, but I mean, I would love to be a good practicer, you know, just, I would love to accomplish that, and when I do, I'll tell you. Because cool. Practice is what makes better, and I feel like being a good practicer makes you a lot better player.
Cool. And can you describe a moment where you were really in the flow of playing, where everything really sort of connected and you really just got into the groove or into the flow?
Oh, that definitely has to be in my theory class. I just, like, it's not just about, like, my music, too. I love hearing other people's. And in theory, man, when it's, like, my turn to, like, come into everybody else's, like, rhythm and notes, I feel like this flow that comes in. Like, I had to, like, play, the, like, something, you know. And, it comes out of the top of my head, but it's, like, something that I would love to hear in a song. You know, like, it comes out of the top of my head. It's, like, completely random, but it sounds so good, and everybody else's, too, so I feel like there's always times where music flows, and it's definitely in my theory class.
And when the activity you were just describing is improvisation?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Any last thoughts for the January 12th edition of this special report?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Very good. So we can just press stop there.